When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Some of your text messages coming up in a few minutes. We are 100 days into Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And it's not top of mind anymore for most people. I commend Bob Surratt because every day he checks in with Joseph Lindsley and we're reminded of what is going on. It's Europe's worst armed conflict in decades. It is hard to know how many people have been killed, but they know in Mariupol alone, over 21,000 civilians are dead. They said this week, this is according to the president of Ukraine, that 60 to 100 Ukrainian soldiers are dying in combat every day, with about 500 each day wounded. And this is some of the stats here. It's really kind of horrifying that that's the loss of life. And that doesn't take into consideration the amount of buildings that have been damaged. They say Russia's military has destroyed almost 38,000 residential buildings, rendering 220,000 people homeless. 1,900 educational facilities from kindergartens to grade schools to universities have been damaged. 180 are completely ruined. Maybe those numbers haven't crossed your mind, but it's something that Pavlo Bandrusky thinks about every day. Pavlo is the vice president of Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, the Illinois division, and I think it was the day after the invasion that you joined us on Chicago's Afternoon News, and you were busy in a diner and trying to get people together, and you have accomplished so much. But how do you reflect on the 100 days?
Well, Lisa, here we are 99 days later after you and I first started speaking about the latest war of Russia and Ukraine, our 100th day of this current phase of the war. And you touched on some very gripping statistics. You know, back then, Putin thought that the war would be over in a few days. Western military and intelligence experts were sure that Ukraine wouldn't be able to last a week. Here we are 100 days later, and it's a completely different story. But there's also some other sobering statistics that we need to share with the listeners. 12 million Ukrainians have had to flee and leave their homes. 7 million became internally displaced persons. There's been more than 500,000 Ukrainians that were forcibly deported to Russia. And there's 15,466 documented crimes of aggression and war crimes committed by the Russian invaders. Brutally, 261 children have been killed, 627 medical facilities are damaged, more than 2,000 missiles were fired at Ukrainian cities, 44.2 million square meters of residential buildings were destroyed, and more than $560 billion loss to Ukraine's economy has been incurred. Over these last 30 days have been especially difficult because the Russian aggressors have concentrated on the eastern and southern parts of Ukraine, literally decimating entire cities into rubble, including killing between 20 and 50,000 civilians in Mariupol.
Pavlo, do you ever just sit down and cry?
Well, we're past crying, Lisa, to be honest with you. You know, there are no tears left. But I have to say, everything is not all bleak. The Ukrainian resistance is holding, and it has the momentum going in its favor. Western military assistance is making a huge difference in helping Ukrainians defend their homes. The Ukrainian military needs more heavy arms, and it needs it much, much faster, because they are outmanned and they are outgunned by the Russian invaders. I'm glad to say the United States made a major commitment to supply needed equipment, and it's working its way through the bureaucratic process. In the meantime, European countries, including Great Britain, the Baltics, Poland, the Czech Republic, and others are delivering arms. Lisa, I can share with you the report that these efforts are seeing results. Over 1,000 cities, towns, and villages have been recaptured by the Ukrainian armed forces. Over 1,000. And also, more than 4.8 million Ukrainians have returned to Ukraine.
It's I think that people are just stunned by the resiliency and the backbone of Ukrainian people. And again, I will tell you to please go watch this special called Winter on Fire. It will take you back years before this last invasion, and it will show you how tough and how committed Ukrainian people are to keeping their country free. And I got to ask you, Pavlo, a 44-year-old guy who becomes president, started in the world of entertainment, and has put up a fierce resistance. Every night he does a video address on social media. He has done 100 so far. I'm talking about the president of your home country. He has to be so inspiring to the people of your country, because he certainly is to people here.
Well, Lisa, Volodymyr Zelensky was the right person at the right time to lead the Ukrainian nation. You know, as a professional entertainer, he knows how to get right to the heart of the matter and communicate the most important facts. He's very, very clear and concise in delivering messages. And he's been able to build an international coalition of support. You know, countries that really weren't necessarily excited about cooperating, especially on international defense issues, have been stepping up and stepping up big time. So there's no question President Zelensky has done an outstanding job during this wartime battle for the existence of Ukraine.
Pavlo Brandrisky is the Vice President, Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, the Illinois Division. We're going to jump over and check weather and traffic, but quickly, in the next 30 to 60 seconds, can you just tell regular folks like me, or maybe someone who's in their car right now, what we can do to help so that we do not forget what is going on in Ukraine?
Well, I think having these public rallies from time to time is very important in keeping Ukraine and the suffering of the Ukrainian people in the attention of us here in America. There's going to be a long way to go, unfortunately, before this war is over. So this Sunday, June 5th at 2 o'clock, we're having a rally to stand with Ukraine. We're gathering at Daly Plaza at the corner of Washington and Clark. And we're inviting WGN listeners to come out and join us to support the Ukrainian defenders.
Anytime that you can rally, it gets the attention and it puts you in the minds of people who need to keep you top of mind. Thank you so much. And again, you're in my prayers, and so are all the people in your home country.
Thank you very much, Lisa, and thanks for keeping Ukraine in your prayers and at the top of the listeners' attention. God bless.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.